Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back. And better than ever, it's the Every Day Saturday podcast. We are fired up on a Monday fun day. Every day that ends in Y is your day, my friend. Let's get after it. Purpose, passion, and paydays. Don't you love that topic? Purpose, passion, and paydays. I love it, man. Give me more of that stuff. Give me more purpose. Give me more passion. And when I have those two in my life, I'm going to get the payday. And so are you. You will. You absolutely, positively will get paid. But how do you get paid? Do you get paid with money? Do you get paid with respect, with recognition? There's a lot of different ways to collect currency. And I know we got to pay the bills. I get that, man. But I'm telling you, when you finally discover what it is that you are truly passionate about, something you get ripped out of bed at 3 a.m. to do, it's not your job. I mean, most people say it's not the job. The job is what they have to pay the bills, to get the health insurance. I get that. But I'm telling you, man, you're going to be on that deathbed and you're going to be thinking back and you're going to be replaying that movie of your life. You're going to be like, oh man, I really settled back in 2018. Oh, I could have gone for it. And I didn't go for it because I was so fearful and petrified. I'm telling you, man, it is that fear is from the enemy. It is not real. I get the anxiety and the fear and all that good stuff. Those emotions you stir up, they feel real, don't they? But boy, I'll tell you, let those things handle themselves. Worry is a down payment on a problem that most likely will never happen. You know, I think of my wife. I want to give a shout out. I don't talk about my wife, Angela, nearly enough on the podcast, but I want to just share the story of her now main passion project, which is the One More Breath page on Facebook. And we started that page as a way to keep people informed when Susan was born at 1 pound and how she was doing each day, and day by day created a little bit of a chronological frame for people to follow. And so Susan came home on the vent back 3 years ago. God, I can't believe she's going to be 4 years old next month. Isn't that amazing? And then from there, you know, she got the trach out last year and all that. But my wife never stopped posting on One More Breath. She has all of these moms that follow her on Instagram. And Angela will post on her Instagram story all the time, just simple little 15, 30-second videos of Susan eating. Because when our daughter eats, it's literally a huge deal. I mean, you could think of like those packets of shredded cheese, you know, and just that little sliver of cheese. She puts that in her mouth. And it goes from her tongue all the way down to her stomach. That is a big deal in our house. You know, in our house, we just don't celebrate the big cars and the big stuff, man. We just don't do it. We celebrate miracles at our house, and we look at everything as a miracle. We wake, and I'm not. You know me. If you know anything about me, you know I am not like this. Oh, yeah, boo. Everything is like, you know. I don't even know what the hell I'm trying to say, except I'm trying to say this right here. I'm not the guy that goes out there on social media and says, oh, look at this leaf. Isn't this a leaf just a man? Do you realize how this leaf can change your life if you just understand? No, I'm not that guy. But I'm telling you, I look up. I'm sitting on my porch in the morning having my cup of Dunkin' with my wife, and I just can't believe that we got a healthy baby, and then we got 3 other healthy kids, and we got a house. Like, that gets me jacked up. And the fact I haven't cashed a check from a man in 13 years, that gets me pretty jacked up. And, you know, I don't need the Lambo to be jacked up. I don't need any of that. And neither do you. Truth be told, unless you've actually been through a crisis, we're at 3 stages. Everybody's either in a crisis, you're heading into one, or you're coming out of one. Everybody is. But nobody's going to tell you that. I'll tell you that all the time, man. I battle every single day not to – I just don't want to be average. I guess my biggest battle is against myself of not wanting to be average. I just don't want to settle. When I find myself settling, even settling for thoughts, just settling thoughts. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't got to get that podcast. It's 5:30 right now on a Monday night. And I was saying, yeah, you know, we probably get to, no, we got to get the show out today, man. I don't care if one person hears this podcast today or tomorrow or the next. That's one person that because of my selfishness that I didn't want to dedicate 10 minutes of my life to getting the message out from inside of me that didn't hear it today. That's what it's all about. So when my wife gets that One More Breath page and she's still posting and she's still posting to Instagram, there's a mom out there with a baby that's still got their trach, and they turn to my wife all the time. I'm telling you, all the time they turn to my wife just for hope. That's it. They just want hope. And I remember that wanting hope. I remember 4 years ago when we used to walk into the NICU every morning for a six-hour day to stare at our baby watching her breathe, that I would look at the photos of the success stories that they would put pictures of the babies born at 26 weeks, 28 weeks. I don't think I ever saw a 24 week, but I'm like, hey, why not my kid? Why can't my kid be the 24 weeker that we showcase out there? And I would just hold on to that smiling, beautiful baby girl or baby boy in that photo that was born early, premature, and hang on. That's it. It was just a photo, a poster. That's all I had. What do you have to give somebody else hope? You know how to speak. You know how to teach. You know how to shoot a video on your smartphone. You can be somebody's inspiration starting right now when you set the intention that you're going to dedicate 5 minutes a day to somebody else. And, oh, by the way, don't ever be so fearful to use the excuse that I don't know what you know, Sam. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. I grabbed this microphone that I'm yelling into right now 13 years ago with nothing more than just wanting to just get out that was, I felt, so suppressed inside of me for 15 years as a corporate drone. I didn't care what I sounded like. I mean, I sounded like Porky Pig on a bad meth trip, and I didn't even care. All I wanted to do was just say, man, if I take my last breath tomorrow, at least I got this message out. Now, you don't need to be a speaker. You don't need to have movie star good looks, Harvard educated, none of that stuff. You take your talent and you got talent. Let me tell you something. You have talents, not just talent. You have talents. And it doesn't matter if somebody else does it better. We are not here to compare anything except to the person you were yesterday. That's all you got to make sure is that you're better than the person you were yesterday. So as I think of my wife and all these moms that look to her for hope, their baby's just starting this incredibly long and painful emotional journey, my wife is their hope and their inspiration. And I'm not placing my wife on a pedestal. There's thousands of moms out there giving back that have been through the same exact journey. Maybe you're a cancer survivor. I mean, whatever your journey, that adversity is, help somebody out and then take that talent, something that you know how to do, fix a car, fix a computer, build a web page, sing a song, play the guitar, whatever it is, and you must get that talent out to the marketplace because there are millions, and not just thousands, millions of people out there that are waiting just for you and your unique message to get out there. And don't be so crazy to think, I don't have time. 168 hours in the week. Take one of those hours today. Put a plan together. Say, hey, I'm going to get this message out there. I want people to know what I do. I want people to understand what it is that I've been through, and I want to bless them down the road. I want to fix their car, fix their computer, show them how to work their TV, help them understand the hacks on their iPhone better. Understand what it's like to go for a 30-minute walk and the benefits of their health, drinking a green smoothie, a gallon of water, whatever it is, there's no wrong answers. The only answer is no, no, I don't think I'm going to do it today. Today's not a good day to do it. Let me tell you something, Jack. Purpose, passion, paydays. You will hit all three of those, the trifecta, when you just get going. Purpose, passion, there's your payday. Are you with me? It's going to be a great week inside Saturday Nation, baby. Saturday Nation is fired up!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.